All right, I'm not muted now. Okay. Oh, I don't want to record though.
The attendance?
Yes.
All right. So we need, do I have a motion for the minutes?
I'll move a motion for the November 20 minutes.
All right. So Laura and Robin, one of them motioned and one of them's going to second.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Let's do a quick introduction because we have some new members. So I'm Daisy and I'm Mayor Kathy's appointee and I am currently chair, but that's might change tonight. Laura, you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Laura Anson and I'm Elizabeth Smith's appointee.
And Jane?
Everyone, I'm Kyle Duran's appointee and happy to be here. Thank you.
Larry? Oh, you're muted, Larry.
Thank you. I'm Larry Jackson. I'm Dan Puller's appointee.
Robin?
Robin Wilson, and I am Roland Pereira's appointee.
And then Jessica, do you go by Jessica? I heard somebody call you Jesse.
So I do go by Jessica, and okay. My last name is Davidson, and I am Ross Day's appointee.
All right. And then Dan?
Oh, hello. My name is Dan Kohler. I'm a liaison for this committee for the city council. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you. All right. So there's that. Oh, I've got the old agenda up. So then after this is the first meeting of the year. So we're going to vote for chair and then vice chair. Currently I'm the chair and Larry is the vice chair. Are there any nominations for chair?
Nominate you, Daisy.
Just because you don't want to do it, Laura.
Right. You're good at it.
Oh, thank you. Now, Debbie, you're on mute.
I'll second that nomination on Daisy to chair.
I'll
okay, I didn't hear who made the nomination.
That was Laura.
Okay. And Larry. Okay.
All right. Do we need to close nominations?
No, in fact, I was going to mention that to everybody here tonight. When I don't know if you recall when I did that research into Robert's rules about closing nominations. When I read Robert's rules, it said that having a motion, here comes Guillermo.
Yay.
Having a motion to close nominations is not appropriate. I don't know when they changed that, but it's up to the chair. The chair can say, are there any further nominations? Okay, with no further nominations, no nominations are now closed. You can keep doing it the way you want to, but you don't have to, you don't even have to make nominations for chair and vice chair. I know everybody does, and I think everybody feels more comfortable doing that, but our city attorney says, no, you just recommend them.
Okay, can I say something real quick?
Mm-hmm.
So I use Robert's rules a lot in some meetings that I'm involved in, and it was my understanding that we do have to close nominations. So that's interesting that the attorney stated that we don't need to do that.
Well, no, it was me, and I misread my Robert's rules. So we can go, if you know, we'll just go with that.
Well, we've been doing that. So
I know. That's my understanding of the process.
All right. Guillermo, you're on mute. I could tell that you're trying desperately to get home. We are doing doing nominations for chair and vice chair because this is our first meeting of the new year. And so each year we vote for chair. I am currently the chair. Larry is currently the vice chair. Laura has moved or has nominated me, and Robin has seconded that. So you're up to speed now.
Thank you.
Are there any other nominations? All right. Is there a motion then to close?
Move to close.
Okay, I would ask, because I can't really see everybody all the time, if when you make a move or a motion or a second, if you state your name as well, that would be helpful.
That was Laura.
Yeah, Laura.
Okay, thank you.
Is there a second?
Second, this is Robin.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. We're closing nominations. Is there any discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Jessica, just as FYI, you are muted. So we're assuming that you went with yes. All right, yes,
sorry.
So it's been moved and seconded, it's been approved that nominations are closed. Now we'll go to the vote for me to be chair. This is such an awkward thing. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? All right. So vice chair. Larry is currently the vice chair. Do we have any nominations?
I'll nominate Laura.
No, I was going to nominate you. I don't
want to
do it.
That's fine. If you don't want to do it, that's fine.
I nominate Larry. He's good at it. I nominate Larry.
Staying on second.
Next year, maybe.
It's been... it's been... moved? Nominate, Larry's been nominated. It's been seconded. Do we have a motion or do we have any other nominations first off? All right. Do I have a motion to close nominations?
I'll make a motion to close nominations.
That was Jessica. Is there a second?
Jane, I'll second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. We close nominations. Any discussion? All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? All right. So now we vote on Larry. All those in favor of Larry being vice chair?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Was that in favor of Guillermo?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right, Larry. Okay. Congratulations, Larry. You're vice chair again. I will endeavor to always be here for you so that you don't have to actually do anything.
You paint? Yeah.
All right. Shoot. So Liam's still not on that I see. Debbie, you're muted. Still muted.
Okay, sorry.
There you are.
Yes, I had not heard anything back from any of my emails I sent to him.
Okay. All right. So, Luis, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Just introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're interested in KPIC.
So my name is Luis Castro. Lived here in Kaiser for about 10 years now. Moved from Independence. Love Kaiser. Nice little place. Perfect mix. My background, I went to Western Oregon. I studied social sciences, history, geology, geography, a lot of those things about how people and places mingle and interact. I haven't gotten a chance to use any of that in this sort of, in this way right now. And since 2016, I've been a substitute teacher. So I've been kind of using it that way, but I just thought that this would be kind of neat to see how, you know, the city does it and some of the things that, well, I guess you guys do.
Any questions?
This is Larry. I have a question, Luis.
Yeah.
Just seeing you're volunteering at all these different places, how many kids do you have?
That's an excellent question. Good connection. I have 4 kids.
Fair enough.
Yep.
At what ages, if I could ask? It doesn't really matter. It just
I was gonna get to that.
We like to get to know who we're talking with.
Sure, yeah. Oldest is 19. They have been at Chemeketa the last year and a half. Youngest is 10, just turned 10, and she's at Cummings Elementary. And then up from there, 13-year-old, and then an 18-year-old.
What brought you to Kaiser?
My wife's parents live, well, right across the street. And so in their neighborhood, this house came up for sale, and it was just something we had to jump on. So, yeah.
I'll ask Trisha's question that she always asks. Do you have any problem with time commitment?
No, not really. I mean, right now my time is open. I'm not doing a whole lot, which is another reason for me to kind of get out and volunteer, especially here in the community, to try to help that way. Yeah. I don't really have any problems with time commitments.
What's your favorite part of Kaiser?
Like physical location part or just Kaiser itself?
Either one. Both.
Okay. Like a lot of people in Kaiser, my favorite part is not so much the roundabout, but the cows that live there in the pasture. It's always great to you know, drive by and see them, and, you know, especially with the kids, you know, when they were younger, they would moo as we drove by. So that's kind of nice, but also the feeling of the community. It feels small, but it's also feels big enough for things to happen that wouldn't happen in a smaller town. It's just a nice feeling.
Any other question?
I have another one, Luis. Larry again. Have you been to any of the committee meetings, or do you have some knowledge as to what this group actually does?
I don't. This would be the first city government kind of thing. I've been part of McNary Band Boosters for the past 5 or 6 years, and we have interacted with the community that way and the city as well, a little bit, but not like this. Sorry, what was the second part of your question?
Well, kind of just if you have an idea of what they're really trying to accomplish at this committee, and if you've ever been to any of the meetings that made you want to get, you know, be interested in this.
Got it. I haven't been to any meetings for this committee or any city committees. I don't I didn't know there was a committee, but it makes sense as I was learning more about what you guys do and the things that I've seen around town. Oh, you're responsible for that. So I'm kind of learning, and that's part of why I'm here too, is to learn more about what you guys do and how I can help.
May I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Okay. Was there anybody that encouraged you to run for this position?
My wife. Get out of the house, go find something to do. Yeah.
Awesome.
And you know, with I mean, her and I both volunteered. She started a 4-H group. I mean, and so we do a lot of volunteer here in the community, and it was just something we both do and both enjoy doing. So it was kind of natural. I just never thought about it.
Ooh. Robin, can you ask that again? It wasn't clear.
What do you think your strongest attribute would be?
My strongest attribute?
Yes.
Okay. Patience. It's been tough, you know, lately with everything going on, but I still like to think overall I'm a patient person, and that can help me in a lot of different ways.
Anything else?
I have one more question.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not sure if this question's already been asked, but have you worked on committees in the past where you've worked with a team making decisions?
Yes, we on the last 2 years, almost 3 years, again with McNary Band Boosters, their fireworks booth, right, that we have every year. Me and my wife actually led that whole fundraiser. We had a committee of 5, 6, 7 at times, both of these last few years to help run that. So I'm comfortable with in the setting, I guess you could say.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Councilor Kohler, you had your hand raised.
I did. Thank you. Thank you, Chair Daisy. Luis, having been a pit pop for over 6 years personally, do you have a favorite instrument, band instrument?
Well, I played the trumpet in high school, but my older two kids have been in band. Our senior is still in band at McNary. He's a percussionist, and what he's been able to do over the years has really opened up my eyes to that those instruments, because it's not just a drum. There's a lot of different parts of it, as you may have been around. But the percussion, I would have to say, yeah.
It's pretty cool stuff. Thanks for all you do with that, because it's such a great program.
It is. It is. I have a question.
Sure. Luis, also, I have a question. So, yeah, my question is, would you consider a person who sits back, listens, or are you one of those that is on the edge of your seat trying to contribute?
It's first, you know, sit back and listen, gather information, gather what I can, and then act in a way. Most of the time, sometimes there's not a whole lot to gain or to learn from. You do have to just act. But I am more of a like I said, a patient person, sit back and gather everything.
Thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions? All right. Thank you so very much. This is our first Zoom meeting, so appreciate your patience with us, Luis.
Yeah, this is fine.
Do we have a motion to close nominations?
Did we not have another?
Well, we've got Liam, but he didn't show and he didn't send anything in.
Okay. I'll make a motion to close nominations.
I'll second it.
All right. It's been moved and seconded, and we close nominations. Is there any further discussion? All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? All right. So then need a motion to put forward his name.
I'll move to put forth the name of Luis Castro for position number 5 on KPAC to City Council.
All right. Second? Okay, Jane seconded. Put forth Luis Castro on KPAC. Is there any conversation or discussion? All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. So, Luis, what happens is your name goes to City Council.
Okay.
And then they will vote on it, and Debbie will be in contact with you.
Awesome. So,
thank you so very much.
Thank you,
Luis.
Hey, thank you so much.
We're really excited to get new volunteers all the time, so I really appreciate
it. I bet, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I know that feeling. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. All right. Sorry, I have to go between different things because so we had that. Then volunteer of the quarter. So
may I ask one question
for a point
of clarification?
Yes.
Since Liam didn't show up to this meeting, do we have to I'm not sure if we just decided that Luis is the only option for this position, but does Liam still have an opportunity to apply even if he missed this meeting?
So for future openings, he would be able to apply because we have no idea. You know, he might have just had something and forgot to send in an email in or whatever.
Okay, I understand. I just didn't quite know how the process worked. So thank you for that clarification.
Mm-hmm. Could explain. What I do when a candidate doesn't show up is I keep their application on file. I send them a letter after the meeting telling them that if they weren't chosen, but that their application will be kept on file. I always say for a year, but I keep them on file a lot longer than that. And whenever I have an opening, I usually send them an email. In this particular case, he submitted his application by hand. So I'm not sure how comfortable he is with emails. I believe he had a Gmail account. And when I saw his email address, I told him that kaiser.org usually goes in Gmail's spam until the user tells Gmail not to do that. So, and I did tell Liam that. So, but apparently didn't get anything, but I will be sending him a letter via snail mail. So he gets it both ways.
Thank you very much.
The other thing is this is our first Zoom. And so that might have mm-hmm. been a thing, but it does come up, Jessica, periodically where people won't show up. If they send in a letter, we can still consider them. But if they don't send it, if they just no show completely, then for that particular position, that particular day, they're kind of out of the running. That being said, if you didn't feel comfortable with Luis for whatever reason, you don't have to vote for him. So
And I felt comfortable voting for him. I just didn't know what the process was. So thank you for that clarification. I appreciate all of you.
Madam Chair, may I provide a little more information? So this was in your packet. I don't know if you can see this. This is the process for appointments to city council committees. It's almost at the very back of your packet. I will always have a printed copy of this on the dais for you, but I would really urge you to read this completely through. You'll really understand a little bit more about how the process works if you do. That's all.
Okay. In the first couple of meetings, Jessica and Guillermo, for everybody, it's a lot of just sitting there trying to figure out what's going on. So it's okay to not feel super comfortable. All right. But this is also, we're a fairly laid back committee. So absolutely ask questions anytime, all the time. We do it all the time. We crosstalk.
So, thank you so much.
Guillermo, you're on mute.
No, I didn't. Luis sounds like a very great guy to have in a committee. The only thing is, I didn't understand what the committee is because you guys are abbreviating, I think, and so I don't know what it is.
So in our packets, it's KPIC, which is Kaiser Points of Interest Committee. And so in our packets that that Debbie sends out, they have the information on that usually. And I don't look at it anymore, so I'm not positive.
It does. It's there. Yes, okay.
I honestly, since I know what the committees are, I just skip forward to the applicants, the applications. Okay. So, So what KPIC does is you'll see around town, there'll be some signs and they do some of the kiosks, informational kiosks and, things like that, that are, you know, points of interest for Kaiser. And they're also responsible for doing the oral histories that we have available. Bunch of other stuff. Okay. So we all feeling a little bit more comfortable now? Okay. Mm-hmm. So if we can move on to volunteer of the quarter, and we have Carol here, and she nominated Jim Johnson and Dennis Phipps. So Carol, if you could just introduce yourself and explain a little bit of why you think that these gentlemen should be volunteer of the quarter.
Okay, I'm Carol Dorfler. I'm the president of the West Kaiser Neighborhood Association. The Kaiser Community Food Bank is in our neighborhood. Jim Johnson is the director of the Kaiser Community Food Bank. Dennis Phipps is an ad hoc member of the West Kaiser Neighborhood Association board. And I included all the volunteers that work in that facility. And I didn't quite know if I could do that. I want to do that. They have done a yeoman's job this year with the getting food to people who would otherwise have gone hungry at night, particularly in the middle of this pandemic. So that's kind of a little background. Dennis, actually, the West Kaiser Neighborhood Association has two food barrels. One is located at Copper Creek, and the other one we sent it over to Bi-Mart for the Christmas holidays. It was at Mommy and Maddie's, and then when they had to start shutting down and reopening, it just got very difficult, and there's really no foot traffic in there now. So it's residing at Bi-Mart for now until the manager tells me I have to come get it. and hopefully Cherish will get people back in her restaurant, and so she'll take it back. So that's the basics of the thing. I forgot to mention in that application that they also have a program, and I don't know why I didn't mention this, and it's called Backpack Buddies, and it's for coming school. And what they do is when school was in, what they were doing was on Thursdays, they would... they had a number of backpacks, and they would pack the backpacks with food for the kids who were nominated and were chosen, their families were chosen, who wouldn't otherwise receive any food over the weekend. And so then they would take them down to the school, and the kids knew that they were to pick them up. And they would go and pick up their backpack, and it was very subtle. Nobody knew why they were doing that. It was just something that the kids did. And I thought that was such a wonderful piece of this whole program. So Dennis himself picked up 2,280 pounds of food from our two food barrels. That's a ton of food, literally a ton of food. Not only that, Copper Creek had donated a whole pallet of pet food that they took in. They have a small shop out back, and they took it and they housed it in their shop so they could use a little bit at a time. And so they have done a yeoman's job getting this, the people of this community who don't know where their next meal is coming from, go to them and are provided for. That's my story.
Thank you very much, Carol.
You're welcome.
Do we have any questions or comments? All right. Do we want, do we have a motion to close nominations for Volunteer of the Quarter?
This is Jessica Davidson. I'll make a motion to close nominations.
Thank you. Second. Robin seconded. It's been moved and seconded. Yes, ma'am.
May I just ask a clarifying question for Carol? So you want to nominate these two people, but all of the volunteers at the Kaiser Community Food Bank, is that how you want it to read?
Yes, I would like to, and I thought that perhaps, I don't know, I received a clock when I had gotten mine, and I don't know if that's what you've continued to do, but I just thought that Mr. Johnson could take that down to the food bank, and they could have it on a shelf someplace, and it could say on there that all the volunteers at the community Kaiser Community Food Bank are included in that recognition.
So something like maybe Jim, I'm sorry, Jane.
I'm sorry. Is that something we can do being new to the committee? I don't know.
Maybe we can do like Jim Johnson on behalf of the volunteers of the Kaiser Community Food Bank?
I have the names Jim Johnson and Dennis Phipps. Mm-hmm. So would you want Jim Johnson and Dennis Phipps and all the volunteers at Kaiser Community Food Bank? And if so, I'm not sure I can fit all that on there, but we can try.
I know it's a lot, but I just want it to be all inclusive.
Let's, Carol, Tracy and I'll work with you and we'll try to figure out, you know, if we can get a bigger plaque on it or how we can do that, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I guess I would say this, Larry. I guess I would say make it to the Kaiser Food Bank and then ask those two gentlemen to come accept the award as their representatives.
Would that work, Carol, do you think? Or do you really want them to be named, those two gentlemen to be named?
I really think they need to be named. I hate to be difficult. But
No. We want this to be what you are intending.
Yeah.
Well, let Debbie and Tracy take care of it.
Yeah, we can.
Worry about it. Okay. Do we have a motion to put forth? Wait, Debbie, did we vote on closing nominations? No. Okay. Sorry. any further discussion? All right. All those in favor of closing nominations?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Now, do I have a motion to put forth our names?
I make a motion to move forward the names of Dennis and the other one.
Jim Johnson and Dennis Phipps.
Yeah.
Jim Johnson.
Yeah. Is there something else?
No, I'm waiting for a second.
Laura says second.
Right, it's been moved and seconded. We put forth the names of Jim Johnson and Dennis Phipps for volunteer of the fourth quarter of 2020. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
And my computer just locked up.
Aye.
Okay, I got ayes. All those opposed? All right. So that
Thank
has
you.
Been done. Thank you so very much, Thank Carol.
Thank you very much. You know, those people worked so hard and the lines were so long and their food supplies sometimes were really getting down there and it was kind of getting scary at times. So they really need to be recognized and thanked for that hard work. So, and I thank you for recognizing them.
And let them know the posting on Facebook, you know, when places are open, that really helps. I am always amplifying those and reposting those because mm-hmm. you never know.
Yeah. Yeah. They have a regular schedule
who's
I try to put
so
that up on the Facebook
there.
Page.
Mm-hmm. Can I get more information? I pick up a lot of pastries and breads from Panera. And sometimes the place that I take it to is just too much. So where could I find information, Carol, as to where I could take that food, that bread and pastries?
I'll send that information to you, Robin.
Okay.
I give you my address too for the...
Yeah. They're really very picky about what they take in. They're not open every day. They're open Mondays and Thursdays. So anything that's going to go stale, but if it could be delivered on the day or the prior day to when they're open, they might. But I'll talk to Mr. Johnson about it and ask him.
Okay, perfect. Thanks.
Okay. Could I just ask one more question? Or could I ask a question about the KPIC committee? Hello?
I think Daisy's froze up.
Oh.
Daisy, are you there?
Well, Larry, you're vice chair, and since Daisy is incapacitated at this time, I would maybe you could go ahead and answer Carol's question.
I guess ask the question, Carol.
So we're going to have two people this evening, and Liam didn't show up. Will that leave one more volunteer spot available on the KPIC committee?
No, there was only one position that was open at this time.
I got it. And there were two people for it. All right.
Yes.
I got it. All right. Well, thank you all. Thank you all for your time.
Thank you.
Daisy?
I'm back. Zoom takes a lot of juice.
Looks like she's frozen
again. The question about change of the meeting. The question is changing to the second Thursday of the month. We are currently the third Thursday. And to do that, Debbie has confirmed with traffic, bikeways, safety. There's something I'm forgetting on that one. Committee that they're willing to just move to the third Thursday. Does anybody have any conflicts with the second Thursday?
No.
Okay. Do we have okay, thank you.
I'll make a motion that the volunteer coordinating
committee. You're breaking down, so we cannot hear you very well.
I can hear you.
Was that to me?
I think it was me. Mine's okay. Not very stable.
It's Larry. I'll make a motion that the volunteer coordinating committee move to the first Thursday of the month.
Nope. That's second.
Second Thursday of the month at 6 p.m. At the council chambers or Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
This is Jessica Davidson, and I will second that.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. We move our meeting to the second Thursday at 6 p.m. Is there any other discussion on that?
I just want to say thank you because I did have a conflict with the third Thursday, and Jessica does too.
Yes.
I actually have two conflicts. I have because I'm on the Greater Gubser Neighborhood Board, and we meet the third Thursday in normal time, and then there's another meeting. So I appreciate you being willing to do that.
Yes, and I wanted to say thank you as well for your guys' work in making those changes.
Absolutely. All right. So it's been moved and seconded that we move to the second Thursday of the month. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Yay. All right.
Did that start for February? Or maybe we're going to cover this.
Yeah, okay. That'll be February.
Okay.
We can't. While I am in a TARDIS, I can't actually take us back in time. Debbie got it. So we've got that. Then ratification by motion of chair. Oh yeah. So we've got to confirm that you agree with me having this particular meeting virtually. So I need a motion.
Oh, if I may, this was a legal thing, and they said yes because chairs had had to make this decision. They wanted to have a motion from the committee ratifying your decision.
Okay.
This is not something we'll have to do every month.
Yeah.
This is Jessica Davidson, and I'll make a motion to approve our chair doing a Zoom meeting for this meeting, January 21st, 2021.
Robin Wilson, second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. So then we've got to decide. So our next meeting is going to be February 11th. Our agenda currently says the 18th. Guillermo's back on. Let's get his connection here. So Guillermo?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so we did vote on changing the meeting to the second Thursday of the month.
Okay.
So the agenda says it's our next meeting is going to, and then we also ratified my decision to do this virtually for this meeting. So this is the only time we're going to need to do this because from here on out, we're going to, at the meeting, decide if next month's going to be virtual or not. So our agenda currently says February 18th. It's actually going to be it's going to be the 11th of February, which I can do. And then decide virtual or in person. So
I'm not being able to hear you very well.
If I may, you're not going to, I don't know that you'll have any business. We have, for the first time, I've been doing this since 2012, and we've always had a vacancy in a committee. This is the first time since then, since I started, where we have no vacancies on any committees, and the next vacancy.
I thought we had that this last summer.
Well, I think we might have had it for a couple of weeks, and then somebody resigned.
Oh, okay. Because I remember being super excited about it.
Yeah. So our next, unless somebody resigns from the committee, we will not be recruiting for anything else until April when we have vacancies come up on the Arts Commission. So I don't know how you want to do that. If you want to wait until closer to the meeting to cancel it, decide how you want to, what format you want to do, and then cancel it if there's no business, or it's up to you.
This is really hard because that's 2 months away, and we have no idea what's going to be changing in the next 2 months. Hopefully vaccines are available for everybody.
Well, you're locked up again, Daisy. I think you probably know that. I was going to suggest that if you want to wait, we could do it the same way they did it this month and not decide. And then you could make the call again in February and see, and then we just ratify your decision again.
I think that would be best, Debbie. That way we all have it on the calendar. It's easier to cancel it than to try and get everybody back.
And then you'll wait to decide whether it's virtual or in person at that time as well?
I think that would be best.
Okay.
Debbie, would that be another one where I would just have to make that decision, or is that something where we could, can we, I don't like the idea of me unilaterally making a decision, but I understand about us not really being able to vote by email on a lot of things.
Can you say the next meeting is virtual and then if it's canceled, it wouldn't matter? Can we vote on it to be that way?
You know, I would think there's a good chance. I mean, like I said, there's no real business. And the fact that you are meeting in 3 weeks instead of four because you bumped back, I'm not recruiting for anybody now. And even if we got a nomination, well, the only way, and even this, I was going to say the only way we would need to meet is if we got a nomination for a volunteer of the quarter, but since it would be for the first quarter of 2021, we wouldn't really want to address that until the end of that first quarter, which would be the meeting we have in April. Then we would be awarding a nomination. So we would have, if we had three or four nominations that come on in over the next few months, we would have those all to choose from. Does that make sense?
Chair Daisy.
Sorry, I was muted. Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you, Chair Daisy. One of the things that I'm not on the agenda, but I was hoping to address a couple of things, and one of them is training. We could use a meeting next month to do some training.
The only thing about that, Dan, is I'm quite, I think if you were looking at our city attorney putting that together, and I know that Tammy, his secretary, has already said that February is just jam-packed full of stuff and we can't add anything to it. So I don't think he would have any kind of training prepared by February, especially since it's only 3 weeks from now.
I'm not counting on Shannon doing all the training.
Oh, okay.
No, there's stuff that we've been talking about that we might actually be able to have some stuff put together a fairly an informal training for us. Jessica had brought up some good points, as did Guillermo, of like not knowing what the committees are, if we have just like a quick overview, things like that, that we wouldn't need to have Shannon for, that would help make us feel a little bit more confident when we're speaking to the general public. I think Dan's right that there is some benefit to that. What does the rest of the committee think?
I love that idea, being a newbie, and maybe we make that a March meeting, given February is so quick coming up. But March would give plenty of time to prepare, and we don't have anything in March, right? The next meeting would really be in April.
Mm-hmm. That, Dan, what do you think? I think we could have things done by February, because what I'm envisioning isn't something that's too terribly lengthy, but what are your thoughts, Dan?
Well, part of my thought is that the purpose of the committee could be gone over, what the different committees are, how they work, what they're all about. Those things wouldn't necessarily take any particular legal ramifications that Shannon would be in the middle of. So I've been coordinating a little bit with Mr. Day, Counselor Day, and the two of us can put together probably something that we can probably do in 20 minutes or half hour that can kind of give you an overview of what this is and what it's about, so that you guys are in a better position to make better decisions and to know what's going on.
So were you thinking February, yeah, or what about Jane's suggestion of March? And then that gives you and Ross a little bit more time.
Chair Daisy, if you want to do it in February, we'll do it in February. If you want to wait, we'll do it in March. We will fit the committee's needs.
Okay. So my thought, and again, this is not a dictatorship, so this is just me as a committee person saying, my thought is to hold off till March and kind of see where we are at. Just for the training, I know I've been having some of the Zoom issues, and Guillermo also got kicked off. It's not as important for me because I've been on the committee for a long time, but it is still important for me to hear all of this, so that, you know, refresher is always helpful. I'm thinking maybe if we wait until March, then that gives us a little bit more time to see if meeting in person is something that we might be able to feel comfortable doing.
Right. And I think that's a great suggestion. One of the things that we're doing with City Council is we are meeting in person, but we just follow all the protocols that the governor has mandated, and make sure that we're doing all the things that we need to do. So I think meeting in person isn't something that is impossible to do. But if there's members of the committee that feel uncomfortable meeting in person, then you may. There's nothing that we can't do virtually either. So it's.
So what does the committee think?
Just wait till March if that's the case.
Okay.
Chair Daisy, I'm comfortable, yes, ma'am, waiting until March, and I'm also comfortable meeting in person.
Okay.
If you guys would like to do that.
All right. So do we need to make a motion for how we're meeting and when we're meeting, Debbie?
No, you can do it by consensus.
Okay. So do we have a consensus for March in person?
I'm good with that.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
All right. I'm seeing lots of head nodding yes.
Yeah, I'm okay. Good with that.
All right. Yes, sir.
I was just saying yes.
Oh, okay. But you're waving to me. I got a little excited. All right. So then our next meeting would be March. Oh, that's February still. Hold on.
Same one.
March 11th. Yep. At 6:00 and in the council chambers. I'm looking for my, I had to go back. I like having my agenda paper, and I feel really bad because I know that I'm killing trees for no good reason. I'm just that old, though. All right. So recruitment, we already discussed that. Is there any other new or old business? All right. Well, I would like to thank the new committee members. Really appreciate it. I hope that you guys find this fun. I've enjoyed it a lot. Like, this is kind of a weird setup. I've never really done this by Zoom before. I have conference calls for work, but I usually get to sit on the sidelines. So thank you for your patience with me on this. All right.
You did a great job. Thank you.
Thank you. So no further ado, it's 7:01 and bang my imaginary gavel. Thank you guys. See you in a couple months.
Thank you all.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.